League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, we're really doing it.
Yeah. I'm so excited. If she needs privacy, she needs privacy to air a story on a podcast.
Great.
But then I also need a moment to myself because I'm out of breath from doing the stairs.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in my car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. I admit I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me.
But you don't, but you don't, but you don't.
Make it look easy.
What a joke, what a joke.
Looks can be deceiving. Could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect. Fix my
girl. Hey, girl.
Hey.
It's been a while. We had an episode last week, but we didn't record last week. We recorded the week before.
That's why it feels like it's been so long.
Forever.
Okay, like, literally. So because I was thinking that when the music played and I was like, I feel out of sorts. Like this has been like,
well, we were on a roller coaster the week, 2 weeks ago because it was our Dallas week.
That's true.
You know, and then it was like we recorded. We had all the stuff going on. Last week I thought we were recording and we didn't record because we had the episode from before, blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all, what?
No, it's been wild. We owe patrons a Patreon episode. So that's coming. Like, but I needed some normalcy.
Yeah. For sure.
Was like, it was such a good, like, emotional high, but like too much.
It's a lot. Yeah. It makes you exhausted.
I couldn't sleep. I was like crawling out of my skin. Couldn't turn my brain off. Anyways.
Well, we've definitely had a slower bit to it. And speaking of slower bit, we wanted to address, we are very well aware of the Ukraine events. It is heartbreaking. It is sad.
Terrible.
Tallulah actually matched and did a fundraiser. I think they did like 26K, which was really cool for them to do. But we just wanted to address, there's been messages that we get, whether it be on our personals or on Swiping Up, about people calling out influencers for how they're addressing things, or they're not doing this and they need to do this. And we're going to share this on Swiping Up's stories, but it's a really great reminder that there's a girl that did a post. Her name is Jordan Lee Dooley. And she said, gentle reminder, it is not your job to be a crisis commentator. And I love that because she goes through, there's a bunch of swipes and she talks about how individuals can't comprehend, don't know everything that's happening. So you can't just speak on something you don't fully know. And it just explains it so well. So like I said, there's several slides and she talks about the media and how it gives you, you know, all the access to so much now, but then it's spread, just, it's great. And it's something that we need to keep in mind. Like most people, MB has addressed things before and said, this is not the place that you come. This is not where I'm telling you now, you don't come here for your current events. And I love that. It's like, that's not where we should be doing it. And I think it's unfair for people to put that on the bibs, for them to be doing what they should be doing or what they think that they should be doing. You know, I don't like that.
No, I get what you're saying. It's not just bibs. It's influencers across the board. Are you familiar with Scott D. Henry? Mm-mm. So Scott went viral on TikTok like back in 2020, I think it was. And he has a pretty good size following now. His wife is on TikTok. He's a breath of fresh air. Like he's just a very light person. You see his big smile and you smile. Like, and that's his whole thing. He wants to spread happiness and whatever. He was doing a TikTok live the other night and people were like, why don't you give a shit about Ukraine? Like saying stuff like that. And he got very serious and he was like, I do care. He was like, but I am not educated on even why the war is happening. Like he was like, I mean, I have like an idea, but I don't know.
Right.
And I think that's important to remember too. Like, I think it is personally, I think if you feel really passionately about something, you should speak on it. Yeah. I don't think you should like squash your voice because right.
you're afraid of hurting someone's feelings or the masses or your followers or whatever.
Totally. Yeah. If you feel passionately about something, share your voice. Agreed. Say what you have to say.
Yeah.
I think that there's this pressure that comes with being online, mm-hmm. being on social media to say something. And I think it can be more damaging to speak out of turn yeah. or speak on things that you don't know the nuances of.
Yeah. Or spread false information because you're interpreting something and you don't know all the facts or don't know the yeah, whole like situation.
That to me is more damaging
yeah.
than not saying anything at all.
Yeah. Well, it's as if you just wrote Jordan's, one of her slides, because she said, if you don't feel like you have a solid understanding of something, do not allow yourself to be pressured or bullied into speaking about it just to look like a good and decent person. That's not virtuous. That's virtue signaling. And I like that because yeah. so many people feel like, oh crap, I have to post something. I got to say something about it. And I'm a big believer, like you can act offline. You can act behind closed doors. Not everyone needs to know what you're doing in silence. Like you don't have to tell people about what you're doing. That does not mean don't speak out about causes that you are wanting to bring awareness to or whatever.
Yeah.
But like you said, speaking out of turn, it's a lot more damaging of doing that because then things get spread and we know how quickly that happens.
So yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's important to not put all that pressure on bloggers and influencers and all that, because that's not their job. And if they spread something false, then that's their name tied to that. And that's a lot more.
Right. And if they do that on their own accord, then they do that on their right. own accord. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, this is such a small thing, like what we're saying.
Yeah.
Compared to what is actually happening over in Ukraine. I right. cannot even yeah. imagine. It makes me sick to my stomach.
I know. It's so heartbreaking. It really is, because we don't. As Americans, we are so privileged. We are so safe pretty much all the time. We do a lot to ourselves, amongst ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. And we don't have to worry about as much as the average person somewhere else, like in third world countries and stuff. I have an itch in my throat. Sorry.
I just like, at what point are we going to stop living through like once in a lifetime traumatic
right.
situations?
Right. This has been a hell of a 2 years.
It's crazy. But I mean, it is the leadership that's been exemplified.
Right.
Is right. incredible. I mean, obviously, we know you guys tune into Swiping Up for all of your political yes. and whatever
yeah.
conversations.
We're doctors. We're.
Yeah. I mean, we just have it all. We just want to
address.
Say that. Yeah. We're not, you know, we know our podcast is light and fluffy, and it's not us being ignorant to what's going on, but we're going to move on.
Now that I've gotten a cough drop, y'all. Wow. Did you see this circulated last week, but we didn't do a show because it was the unfiltered, but the twins. Okay. This tripped my mind out.
Okay.
Twins married twins and their kids are cousins, but they are brothers because their DNA is the same. I'm sorry, what?
What?
Yeah, no.
No, they're not brothers.
Yes, they are. Their DNA would register as brothers.
No.
Yeah.
How? You don't share DNA? Do you share DNA with a twin?
They're identical twins.
Okay, wait. But if you're an identical twin, you share DNA? I mean, like that? Because obviously, if you're relative to somebody, you share DNA.
Yeah. So they're called, hold on. They're called something.
We need Casey, our resident twin expert, to weigh in on this.
Okay. So listen, if children from two pairs of identical twins are legally cousins, but genetically more similar to siblings. What? I know. I was like tripping out when I read the story.
That's isn't that so crazy? Weird.
I know. And they met at like a twin convention. So like,
wait, that's a thing. Can you imagine being a twin being like, hey, bro,
like, hey, bro,
let's like go to a twin convention.
Like, are you just attracted to the same person? And do you think your sister's husband's hot? And does he think his wife is hot? You know?
Okay. So, so I have thought about that.
Like they're like looking in a mirror. No, it's so weird, right?
No, that is so bizarre. No, I don't like that at all.
I know. It's
obviously
just
they
weird.
Have unique personalities, but yeah, like, are you not like, I want to fuck my brother-in-law?
It's weird. I know. I know.
I don't like that.
I know. It's so crazy. But anyway, I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh. And then I saw a couple people share it. Oh boy. Okay. So me and Spencer were talking too. This is like totally off topic, but today I had an MRI. Have you had it? You've had an MRI.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you almost die when they put you in the capsule?
I mean, did I literally almost die? No, but figuratively, yeah, it's not great. It's not a good time.
Why did my mom not tell me I was going to be in that thing for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
I thought it was a quick thing. I thought you'd get set up, you get your arm in the little the tray thing.
And it's loud.
Then, well, she was like, oh, okay, do you want to have music? I was like, sure. She's like, what kind of music? I was like, country, whatever. And so anyway, she's like, is that loud enough? And I was so nervous. Like, my palms were sweaty, like literally.
And knees I was weak. Like,
arms are a little heavy. So when like they backed me in it, I was like, oh God, this music isn't loud enough, but I wasn't going to say anything. She gave me like the call ball, you know? And when I tell y'all that I backed in that thing, and if I went 1 centimeter further, I was coming out of there. I'm serious. I never had a panic attack that I know of, but I was so close to like freaking out.
It's very common. Yeah. Like that's why people will get, like if they have to go, they'll get like sedatives or they'll get like a Xanax or something.
I was wondering why they ask you a million times, like when you're making the appointment and when you get there and then when you go in there.
Yeah. It's because it's very claustrophobic. And like even people that don't normally think that they have any issues with claustrophobia.
I didn't think I was. Yeah. I had no idea. When my mom was making the appointment for me, I know I'm 36, whatever, it doesn't matter. She's making the appointment. And when she was going through the question, she's like, well, she asked me if you were claustrophobic. I was like, I'm not, but how long am I in this thing? And my mom didn't like tell me 20 minutes. She's like, just close your eyes and you know, relax. It's fine. I'm like, okay. So then when I was in it, I was like, I am claustrophobic AF. Like, this is not it. Like, and then it was like, and then I felt like weird waves in my brain. So I might've gotten smarter. I don't know.
Oh, for sure. I can tell already. I walked in. I was like, she's brilliant.
Well, the funny thing is when, oh my God, what was the first song that played? It was a Dierks Bentley song and it was about some bones. What was it? I swear to God, it was. I was like, well, this is perfect. Oh, I can't remember.
Well, that's like, I've been dying to do one of the.
Sorry, it was Blake Shelton, Hillbilly Bone. I'm a hillbilly bone down deep inside. That's not it. Sorry. Everybody's got a hillbilly bone down deep inside. No matter where you're from, you just can't hide. When your band starts playing and your fiddle saws, you can't help hollering, yeehaw. You
don't know? I don't know that.
Yeah. Well, that one was playing. I was like, well, here we go. We're going to do an MRI on my hillbilly bone.
Very fitting.
It made me laugh for like 1 second. And then
you went back to panicking. No, it's definitely not a great feeling. And like, have you ever heard of these like flotation pods?
Yes.
Or floating pods?
There's one right down the road, but it's not the kind that's in the pod. It's in like a pool. They don't do the pod ones.
Okay.
You've done one?
No, I've wanted to do one because there's supposed to be so many great benefits to it, but I just can't bring myself to do it because the idea of spending an hour in one of those pods in total,
water?
Yeah.
Like, that would be freaky. Like, I'm saying like a pod in water too. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So the water is in the pod, not the pod in the water.
Yeah. No, I've looked them up online because I want to do the one down the road they just put in.
See, now if it was open floating, maybe, but I was like, hell no. To be in total darkness, total silence, floating in this pod for an hour, I will lose mm-mm. my shit. It's not worth whatever benefits are going to come.
What
come
was
of
that
it.
Show that used to Fear Factor? You remember when they used to get in? That gives me anxiety thinking about it. Like they got in with cockroaches. They got in with snakes.
That was a great show.
It was such a good show. But then there was one. The
was
guy
Joe Rogan the host of that?
Yeah, I think so for a little bit.
Okay.
Well, did you ever see the one where they had to do like the caskets and they got in caskets and they did stuff? And then there was one, the guy had to go through a maze in the water, like crawling in, and you had to keep going up for the little air pockets. Get out of here. I would have died. That. It was clear. You could see him going through it. But anyway, I just needed to, if y'all have to get an MRI, don't. It's not worth it.
Just no, you just get a little,
just swipe up on a new help. Leg or shoulder or whatever you need to do. Just get you a prosthetic. Don't go with
doing,
it.
What are you doing, Mags?
Maggie is literally trying to talk to you on the microphone.
She is. You're obsessed with me today.
She's been very extra lately.
I don't know why. You know, we all have our moments.
Mm-hmm. Now she's over here with her mama.
I'm trying to think, what's the difference between a CAT scan and an MRI?
Well, so I'm not sure besides the timing, because I did get a CAT scan. I remember 2 years ago when I had that stomach bug and they ended up doing a CAT scan because I was having stomach issues.
Yeah.
And I had to go to the ER. So when the lady talked me back today, she's like, oh, have you had an MRI? I was like, yeah, I think so. And I have not. Definitely have not. Because the CAT scan is really quick. Like you drink the stuff and it warms you up and you feel like you're peeing. It goes through your body.
Oh, I've never had that then. Yeah. I have definitely only had MRIs.
Oh, CAT scan is super quick. But then now that you're saying that, I'm like, that's what I had, not an MRI. Mm. I was mistaken.
I started my period this week and I am getting like mountains under my skin. It's driving me nuts. Have you ever had like breakouts just like at the worst possible time?
Girl, look at my chin. My chin is eat up with pimples and blemishes because you know what? PMS, sister. That's why.
Yeah.
As if you couldn't tell from my shiesty attitude right now.
No.
Just look at my chin. Which is also crazy because just thinking about all the stuff that we have coming up, like personally and professionally, we want to be looking our best. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit kind of weary with all the lights, like lights being on your face and like different angles.
I was thinking about that. I was like, oh man.
Like, because it's all different angles. So that means shadows are going to happen, you know? And if you have like pimples, it's okay looking head on. But if you're sideways, I don't know. I can't be bothered with any kind of pimples or whatnot.
And I thought we were supposed to be done with this by the time we hit our 30s.
Well, I'm always complaining about my skin texture, so I need something to also help with that.
Yeah. I mean, we've definitely all struggled with our skin, and that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that's perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and your medical history. Then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chestney, backney, and buttney. They treat breakouts from head to toe.
We all have skincare goals. Mine is, you know, just the texture. I'm always complaining about that. So when we heard about Apostrophe, I was like, sign me up. I need it because, hello, your girl needs a little work. Well, I don't need work. I need Apostrophe. And we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider. Apostrophe.com/swiping up when you use our code swiping up. The code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/swiping up. Click begin visit, then use our code swiping up to sign up and you'll get your first visit only $5.
That's Apostrophe.com/swiping up and use that code swiping up to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. So the twin conversation was just making me think, my comment, do you want to fuck your brother-in-law? Y'all are some dirty perverts, the people following us.
Yeah, the truth or dares,
like,
we're wild.
And we didn't even share some of the ones that were coming through. I was like, I can't post this because somebody is going to
like turn us in.
Right? So we did... We played on stories on Friday, truth or dare, like TGIF, like old school slumber party. And like, it was funny. I was definitely hoping that some of y'all would do more of the dares.
But it's fine. We'll do it next time. But it's fine.
We're not bitter. Although I am, Ashley Peters said that she was going to do the Starbucks dare.
Yes.
Walking into the Starbucks in just a shirt and boots, no pants.
She would. She is so good.
She would. Gold. And I hope she does. I said if anybody does this, we're sending them a Starbucks gift card. So you know what? I'll hold true to that if anybody wants to do that still this week. But yeah, so it was, there's a lot of y'all out there that are doing some like scandalous stuff mm-hmm. and backstabbing mm-hmm. friends. What is this?
I don't know. But it was deep. And I was like, whoa. Like, and people were so just proud of it, which, I mean, hey, own your truth, own your life. But some of the stuff I was reading, I was like, I got to get off of here tonight. Like, very, I got to get off.
Very of forthcoming on the internet.
Good for y'all. You. You know what? What? There is no other way to be.
I mean, authentically ourselves. I do right. wonder the age, though, of some of the things that were going on. Like, you know, I yeah. think like when you're younger, you do things that you wouldn't. I certainly did mm-hmm. things that I wouldn't in a million years consider doing now. Or like you yeah. aren't the same person no. in friendships to your girlfriends that you are as an adult, because you get burned as right. you live and you learn that like,
but you become jaded, and that's a real thing. Life definitely makes you sure. react and act different the older you get, good and bad. Like when you're younger and you don't have that much to lose, you might be a little bit of a hoe, you know? You know? Yeah.
I do know.
Right.
Was a hoe. All you, day long.
But Robbie turned a hoe into a housewife.
He did.
So here we are.
One girl said, there was one question and it was about revenge. Like, what have you done to get revenge? Mm-hmm. And so one girl was saying that she, dang, I can't remember what it was.
Poured sugar in a gas tank. That happened at my high school.
Wait, poured sugar in the gas tank?
Yeah.
Yes, that was it. And then someone else was like, oh, better than that, you should just put rocks in their gas tank because they'll never find the clinking. And I was like, that is so evil. But wouldn't yeah. sugar like ruin the car?
Yeah, that's the point. There's a girl at my school that someone did that to her, and she had to put a lock on her gas tank on her little red Mustang.
What'd she do to deserve it?
I'm not even, I'll tell you offline. Yeah. Wild. Wild.
There was one time that I was dating this guy and he pissed me off. And so my friends and I went to his house. Actually, it wasn't even his house. It was his friend's house. And I mean, we were so fucking stupid. We had our hair in ponytails. We dressed in all black. We thought we were so stealth.
Uh-huh.
We had little hotel bottles of shampoo. And we poured them all over his car. And
washed his car for him. Wow, you are mean.
We were like, oh my God, it's gonna be so funny. We poured shampoo everywhere. Wait, but then we took packs of Oscar Mayer bologna.
Honey, that will peel the paint off of a car.
Sure did. We yep. had no idea.
Yes, ma'am.
He had a polka dotted car. We threw the bologna all over the car. Yes. And then come to find out, we got the wrong car. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even his car.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Whose was it? His mom's?
No, it was his friend's car. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the neighbors were like, yeah, we saw three girls with ponytails.
I'd be like
running around,
cutting my hair shoulder length for the.
I thought about it. I was like, that's how the bun started. It's like, I'm never wearing my hair in a ponytail ever again.
Yes, girl.
That was probably one of the worst things. I did have another boyfriend that I like covered his car in glitter.
Oh, okay. With like glue glitter or just glitter?
No,
which glitter is actual the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I covered his car. I bought jugs of water and I covered his car to get it wet. And then I just stuck the glitter everywhere on the outside, like covered it.
That would be so cute though. What'd it look like?
Oh, it was cute. It looked like a party. And then I wanted to be like, what's the word?
I don't know.
Stealth. Oh. And so I bought happy birthday balloons.
You're stupid.
I tied the happy birthday balloons to his windows and I was like, yeah, he'll never know now. And I knew he had an important meeting in the morning. So I was like,
so how old were you? You weren't in high school if he has a meeting.
No, I was in college.
Okay. Oh my God. What kind of high school did you go to your business meetings?
Listen, in high school, my senior year, I had a boyfriend that was 27. And like at the time, I thought I was like so fucking cool that I had this older boyfriend. And then now as an adult, I'm looking back and I was like, oh, so he was like a predator.
Right. Yeah.
And like I couldn't figure out why my parents were so fucking pissed and never wanted him around and never wanted me doing anything with him. And then I was like, oh, I get it now.
You're like, oh, okay.
I get it now. But at the time, you couldn't tell me nothing. I was like, I am so sophisticated.
When I was in, I guess it was the year after it was our senior year. She was dating a guy and they broke up. I don't remember what happened, but he did her dirty. And so we had no idea where his new girlfriend's house was. Literally no clue. I kid you not. We got cans of pork and beans and bologna because we did the bologna thing too. And for whatever reason, I don't know why we thought to go down this one road. And sure enough, it was a cul-de-sac. And sure enough, it was her house and he was there. And we did that. And we egged the house. We bologna'd it. We pork and beaned it. It was so bad. I'm serious. Like, we did everything to that guy's house. Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever teepee houses?
Not really. I mean, yes, but not really. Not a ton.
It was never as satisfying. Mm-mm. Like, to do like a real good job, you had to have a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And like, now we know that that's such a waste. You can't waste toilet paper.
You are rich if you're toilet paper in people's houses right now. You are really rich. A, you're rich if you're driving around doing that.
Yeah.
You better be on Pat and Charlie.
Yeah.
Dang. Listen, I ate this cough drop and my mouth over here is numb. You see me keep having to do something.
No, I don't. But now I'm going to just be staring at your mouth. My mouth feels
huge. It feels huge. It's not. It's these sepical.
Well, then you know they work.
To be sure, my mouth is going to be numb for the next 30 minutes. Okay.
Better than hacking up a lung.
Right. Sorry about that, y'all. I hope you can't hear it. Anyways. People always say they can't hear the background noise, so maybe you can't hear that.
Probably not. But Truth or Dare was fun. And
it was fun. We're going to do some more, but we're going to do
like different
in-person stuff and some lives. You know, just keep your eyes peeled.
Yes.
Keep your eyes peeled and your bologna full. You never know when you're going to need it. Okay. Savannah Pardon, who we've talked about, which, P.S., happy birthday to her. I had no idea she was 23.
No
idea. And her hair is
sweet little nug
bomb. But the other day, so she had a reels go viral and all of a sudden she was getting like hundreds of creepy men and messages.
Lovely.
So she had to go private.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
So she came on stories and
what was the reel?
Well, I asked her to send it to me and, all it was is her talking about when someone asks how I feel about low-rise jeans coming back and she just like zips up her pants and walks up. It's not even, it's nothing. It's literally nothing. And so she had to go private and she did say that like after she went private for 24 hours, it whatever the algorithms were, it like stopped it from happening. But she said it was performing really well when I first posted it, but it's been only like that for the last week or two. I've had male followers from it and I posted the reel literally a month ago. I've gone through and blocked almost every single guy that's followed me from it because I don't want people like that on my page. And so I had messaged her, you know, just about the reels and stuff. Isn't that, because every time I see someone come through on my page that I know, I'm like, they're not here to see what I'm doing. They ain't laughing with me in stories.
Right.
Like, you gotta go. So I will remove them as a follower. But it's just such a shame because, like, back in the day, like, you wanted your Instagram private. Like, it was a private thing so people couldn't just see everything you're doing. But now as an influencer for these girls, like, you gotta be public because it screws with everything. You can't grow if you're... And can you imagine having a request? Or, like, if you have requests, how does that work if you're private? Do you have... Can you accept everybody at once or you have to manually go through each person?
No, I think you can do like a mass thing, but yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I'm like, come on guys. Like let us have the bib world, please. Just stay out of here. See your way out. Wordle. Okay. So I tried it.
Okay.
But I don't understand. And maybe that's part of it. But also no one cares about your scores within the masses. If you have it within your little group of people, maybe. But like everybody posts a Wordle score.
Oh, I'm posting mine from now on.
I know you will. Okay. So when you start your word or your Wordle or your word. So I don't understand it.
Okay. So there is a different 5-letter word every day.
Right.
And you're trying to figure out what that word is.
Yep. I got it.
So you put your first, you pick any 5-letter word. Some people start with the same word every time. So if it's yellow, that means that that letter
is in the word, but in the wrong spot. If it's green, it's in the right spot. If it's black, it's not.
Correct.
I got the gist of it, but I'm not understanding, like, I guess there's nothing more to understand.
There really isn't. It's that simple.
Because I read up on it. I was like, okay, why am I not doing this? Well, yesterday, what was the word? Church or choir or something stupid. What was it?
Choke. No, choke was today.
Choke was?
Yeah, choke was the word today.
I got yesterday's in three words, in three guesses, swear to God, on my life.
But so it was that was like That's me too, but I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember what it was either, but I got it. But then that's all people are doing?
Yeah, that's it. Once a day.
Stop posting your Wordle scores unless it's in a group message to your friends that's also playing in shoe.
Or you can be like me and post it to your stories every day.
Please tag me so I can see it. Don't. Oh my God.
You know you're going to get tagged in 8,000 Wordle scores now. Mm.
People either felt very passionately one way or the other about it because people were like, 100, 100, 100. And then people were like, I post mine because I'm like, it's fine.
Whatever. I only posted mine to Facebook because Elaine posts hers every day.
Oh, does she?
Every
Elaine, I thought you were better than that. Wow. Day. Ew.
Every single day. You know what? Uh-uh. Let's try calling that bitch.
Okay. I'm going to ask her why she Wordles every day and posts it.
Hold on.
Okay. Wow.
Bitch. Yeah. I'll just keep calling her back.
Yeah.
Your call has been.
Oh, no.
Wait, I'll call her again.
Do the call back. I hate the call back, but I love doing it to people.
I know she's not working because she's out on worker.
Hello?
Hello. Bitch, hey. You screened my first call.
I did.
Wow. What were you doing, Wordle? What's your Wordle score, Elaine?
Don't you need to be somewhere else?
No, I want to know. I can go to your Facebook and look at your Wordle score since you post it every day. I thought you were better than that.
Why do you guys do this to me? What's the gist?
Well, we didn't want you to
just. Well, you're on the podcast right now.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, can't wait to embarrass myself.
Wow.
Thanks for the warning.
You're welcome.
What's up, ladies?
What's up?
I love to catch you off guard. No, we were just, Wendy was talking shit about people that post their Wordle score every day. And I said that I just started playing 2 days ago and I post my score because you post your score, which makes you an
influencer. I do.
And I said, I thought you were better than that. I just didn't see you as a Wordle status poster every day. But I also didn't see you as a microwave in Taco Bell, but like you did.
Well, the reason why I keep, first of all, my Wordle score is not very good.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't, I just like to post it because I want to give other people the confidence to post their not so good scores because my at best is a 4 out of 6.
Okay.
Wow. My first try, I got a 3 out of 6. I mean, not to brag. But.
Because that word was very easy. What was it? The vivid one?
No, it was yesterday's.
Yeah. What was yesterday's word?
Like choir or something stupid. What was it?
Oh my God. What was yesterday's word?
Chord.
No, that was today's. Today's was choke.
Choke. Well, I got it in 3 tries, which doesn't say anything for anybody that got it in 3 tries.
I don't understand. Why does it bother you that I post it?
Because no one cares. I was saying no one cares about people's Wordle scores unless it's people amongst your group. Like, you don't have to post it on your status or your, like, stories.
You didn't have to post 5 pages of your story about something called a dime. What is that? A blue serum? Do you think I give a shit about that?
Well, why'd you watch them? You could have exited out.
I don't.
Out.
As soon as I saw the one, I just skip right through it.
Well, listen, we debunked dime. It's only a nickel. It's not good skincare.
Was that the name of the skincare? I didn't even know what it was. That's how invested I was. But then I saw that you kept posting about it, and I was like, there's no way as many people care about this as Wendy does.
I mean, I just can't imagine that I kept going on and on about something that seems very out of character.
Ew, Wendy. Ew. But you did catch me off guard. Guys, guess what? I am out on injury again from work for the next 6 weeks.
Good. I mean, yeah, good. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I got hurt again. So I'll be home every time of the day. So you can always call me and bother me.
Now you really
have unless
time
you're
to
screening our calls.
Oh my God. I did screen the first call, but I only did because Jackie is in from Michigan and I have her watching Love is Blind for the first time.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, Wait, for the first time? So she's watching the first season or the new one?
No, no, no. She watched the first season. She's watching the second season for the first time.
Okay, well, we're about to do TV recap because I marathoned through it and I can't fucking wait to talk about it.
Oh, I can't wait.
But before we get off with you and let you go back to Jackie and Love is Blind. So Elaine was living for the truth or dare questions. Oh. And she was like, if I had known your followers were like this, I would have given a lot more detail. I'm just saying, this is your opportunity if you want to get something off your chest and like share a story.
Oh my God, let me get to my room.
Oh, we're really doing it.
Yeah. I'm so excited. If she needs privacy, she needs privacy to air a story on a podcast.
Great.
But then I also need a moment to myself because I'm out of breath from doing the stairs. Oh my God. So I only really touched on one subject in the question boxes. I talked about farting while giving a blowjob.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
do you want to talk about that one?
I missed that one. So sure.
Oh,
tell us whatever. Yeah, no, that wasn't me.
That wasn't. Okay. So my friend at the time had her own apartment and she was away. I forget where she went. So I told her I would go to the apartment and watch her fish because she had a fish.
I
had keys and everything. What happened to the fish is another story, but it's not involved with this story.
Okay.
And so I had these keys and I called her up and I was like, yo girl, like I kind of got this, you know, this man, like you think I can? And she's like, just don't have sex on my bed. And I was like, gotcha. So
deal. I'll do it everywhere else.
Correct. So I take her over. I take him over to her apartment and I'm like, listen, you know, we can hang out here. So we're hanging out. Next thing I know, I am literally in that position in the living room where he is standing up and I'm on my knees giving him a blowjob.
The next thing you know.
This was when I had good knees. And then I go a little too far down and I choke. And instead of and I go to cough, but I fart and cough and at the same time. No, I didn't poot.
You snorted. Or,
poot apart?
Yeah.
You snorted.
Okay. I farted and coughed at the same time.
Oh.
And he said to me, then we still had sex or whatever, and we were done. He was like, did you fart during that blowjob? And I was like, no.
I never would do that.
So, like, 8 years later, he's still following me on Instagram, and he actually brought it up, and he was like, remember that time you farted? And I was like,
stop it.
I was like, I did not fart. Like, I won't admit it to him to this day that I farted.
But did it smell? Because, like, he could put two and two together and be like, you definitely ate Doritos earlier, and your fart's smelling Doritos.
She would never eat Doritos. Oh. So
I would never even sniff a Dorito. But why? No,
what's your beef with Doritos?
Hates Doritos. Like, what kind of monster hates Doritos? I don't like cheese and I'll even eat Doritos.
Oh God. Why didn't answer the phone? I do not like Doritos.
Wow.
And I would just like y'all both to know that I actually, that's not the first time that's happened to me, but that was the first time that I outright was like, no, I didn't fart. And it has happened several times since.
Several?
Even with my new boyfriend now.
Oh, God.
We'll be having sex, and he'll be hitting it from the back, but, like, not, like, the back door, but, like, I'll be in the position where I'm on all fours. Yeah,
we got the emotion relaxed.
Okay. And he'll be, and I'll fart, and he'll be like, which hole was that from?
I love him.
Well, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, do you smell anything? And he goes, no. And I'm like, then don't stop.
You know what? Actually, I don't need to ask the questions. No. I know why you are able to fart so much. Maybe if Elaine had one of your numbing cough drops, then she wouldn't have choked on that dick and farted.
Maybe not, but I didn't have them and I didn't know Wendy then.
That's true. But you know what? Thank you for answering on my second phone call.
You're very welcome, ladies. I can't wait to come down and party with y'all.
Yes, hurry up.
I mean, don't make promises that your ass. Don't write checks that your ass can't catch.
I said catch, but I meant cash. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Just come here. Whatever.
Can I go?
Yes. Bye.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hater.
She is so funny to me. I love her.
Such an asshole. I love it.
Okay, so let's cut to the chase because me and Elaine were talking about Love is Blind. And then,
oh, were you?
Yeah, we've been talking about it via DMs. But she told me to watch the Japan one.
Okay.
I can't do that. I tried to watch Brazil, but you know what bothers me about that is like they don't match the voiceover. I can't get past it.
Oh, like the sound of the voice doesn't match the
person? Yes, it does not match. So it's like,
oh, okay.
Hey, how are you doing? I love coconuts. Do you like to eat that too? And you know he does not sound like that.
He does not, in fact, love coconuts.
I can't do that.
Okay, so I am into the other ones. Not into them. Like, I haven't started watching them. I was going to watch them.
Like Japan and stuff?
Yeah, because we were flipping through and we saw all these other ones. I was like, oh, okay, I would totally watch this.
Okay.
But here is my number one gripe with Love is Blind.
Okay, tell me.
If the rest of this episode is pretty much just going to be
a spoiler.
TV recap, and spoilers.
So if you haven't watched it, sign off here.
So my number one gripe with Love is Blind is the fact that they don't spend more time showing them in the pods. Yeah. That's what I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. The relationship building. There were two.
Like the experiment itself.
Yes. There were two couples that got engaged in the pods and we never saw them.
Well, there's a whole cast of people that just never, their storyline doesn't ever get picked back up on the whole show.
They showed the two gratuitous fat girls in the beginning. I was like, oh, thank God they have some like inclusivity in here. And then we never saw them again.
Right, right.
Like, just so annoying. But I wish that part is so interesting to
me.
I wish that they would show more of the pod. Like, just give me at least like two episodes of pod stuff.
Well, I think half of the series could be in the pods and then half could be outside of it.
But we don't even get two full episodes of pod stuff. But
it trips me out like...
And an engagement in episode one.
Right, but that's what I was going to say. Like, I can't even take it seriously. I love the show, obviously. I love season one and I love season two. And I don't get on shows like that. Like, I just don't. And I love it so much because it's like the most train wreck of TV you can see. And I loved how Natalie, I meant to bring this up a couple weeks ago when we first talked about it. She's like, yeah, I went on a date and the guy had jorts on. Meanwhile, Shane had some capris on, some jean capris.
Right.
And so I was dying. I was like, wow.
Capris are worse than jorts. I'm just going to put me on the record right now. Right. Capris are worse.
So I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. But the fact that they get engaged behind a wall, like they're dating behind a wall, it's so hard to take seriously, but I love it. That being said, I actually stan Natalie and Shane. I really do. I like them together.
Okay.
You don't? That sigh. That sigh. Okay, what?
Okay.
You finished it, right? Like, you're done.
I'm done.
Okay.
So,
He's Gary Busey.
He's Gary Busey mixed with Shep Rose.
Shep? No.
Look at him again. He's Shep. He's Shep.
No, he's not. Uh-uh. Shep
not
Shep
personality
is
wise. Not yeah, looks wise.
Well,
he's Shep mixed with Gary Busey.
He is not.
I swear.
Shep.
Okay. I swear. Robbie called him a demented JJ Watts. but
no way. I don't see that.
Okay. So here's the thing.
He has big teeth, but
The two of them. So out of the pods, I liked the relationship. I found it interesting. I thought that their quirks played off of one another.
They like balance each other very
well. Yeah. I felt like she almost kind of calmed him, but he brought out like her quirky
fun side. Yeah.
However, he gaslit her so bad in the pods.
When he
came in and said the other girl's name,
yes.
And she got emotional.
Upset. Yeah.
And
yeah.
She really was just looking for a few minutes to just think. It's an intense environment. Your emotions are heightened. You're out of your element. She just needed a sec to like get her bearings. And he was such a fucking gaslighter extraordinaire and made her out to seem like an irrational, like crazy yeah. person.
Yeah, I can
and
see
like
that.
The walking red flag.
But listen, we also don't know what was edited either. It's there's a lot of edit for
of course.
For TV.
We're just talking strictly the from show. What we
yeah.
see.
Agreed. And I don't think, like, I think Shayna got a bad edit. I really like her. I think she was edited poorly because there was so much
they
stuff.
Needed a villain, and I feel like they
she were, was the easy girl. Pretty blonde girl. And
she was Jessica 2.0.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
They didn't really have anybody else that could fit the villain.
Right, but Jessica was a little bit crazier. Like
No, for sure. I'm just saying, but that's why. Yeah, I think yeah, they yeah. saw Jessica yeah. was last year, and so they saw yes. Shayna, and they didn't really have anybody else that could fit the villain
that.
Mold.
Yeah.
But here she was. She looked similar to Jessica and yeah. fit. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that she was like, no, God is like my number one. I always think that is so. I just love when people do that, because if that means that much to you, I had a guy in Florida that went off on me. I thought I was going to get murdered from a date. I was on an app and we were just talking and I was asking questions and I was like, are you a Christian? You know, just asking all questions. And he was like, no, I'm atheist. Is that a deal breaker? And I was like, yeah, it is. And we were just like messaging. He's like, oh, that's the problem with, and he went off on me. And I was like, I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm just saying that for me is a deal breaker. I want someone that's right. equal, you know, looking for the same things in life, same world, same compass, like all the things. And so it's like, you know, when that happens. And I love that she like took that stance with him. And he was like, yeah, but this is so much bigger than that. And she was like, no, it's like not.
So I'm with you, but I didn't know if I believed her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wasn't buying it, to be honest. Okay. To me, it was she was leaning on her faith as a way out because she wasn't actually into him.
I don't think she was into him regardless.
No, she was sure. She definitely wasn't into him. Let's just call a spade a spade. She wasn't into him.
No, I don't think she was into him either.
I'm not questioning her faith. I'm not saying she doesn't feel that way, mm-hmm. but I feel like she manipulated the situation, at least from the edit, and leaned into it as a way to get out of it.
Yeah.
And I think her family played right into it. I think there were conversations held behind
closed doors. Yeah.
And they were manipulating the faith aspect.
Yeah.
And
maybe.
Like, and I think that is a shitty thing to do as a person, but it's also a shitty thing to do like as a Christian person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways. Now, yes. I don't know. I'm just saying, I understand religion being a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's not like a just her thing. That's not just, that's like a that's most people thing.
That's what like, I'm that's, saying. Like yeah, that's a very common
right.
thing.
For him it to was, be so caught off guard, it's like, have you never dated someone before that had deal breakers? Because everybody has deal breakers. Right. And that's usually one of them.
And not, I'd say more people are religious than agnostic. Right. Isn't that what he referred to himself as? Agnostic, not.
Not atheist, but yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. But anyways, so Shane and Natalie, yeah. we'll finish up with them. Yeah. So I honestly was very surprised. First of all, you can't tell me, I'm sorry, I just rocked the table. You cannot tell me that he wasn't going in the bathroom the entire season and doing lines.
Yeah.
Maybe. Allegedly. I'm not accusing him of anything, but at first I was like, is he on the spectrum?
Really?
Like just certain mannerisms and things that he would
do. Crazy eyes and he's like, when he's like licking his.
Well, but then, yeah. So that was the first episode I said that. But then after the first episode, I was like, oh no, it's not like that. He looks as if he is high.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the licking of the lips, the crazy eyes. And I'm like.
The eyes, I think, trip me out though. And then like even. So then in the middle of it, he didn't have as much crazy eyes stuff. And then at the end, there was one scene. I can't remember what it was.
The wedding?
Was it the wedding?
The wedding, he was swinging his arms and pacing and he was like.
No, it wasn't that one. Sucking his teeth.
Yeah.
No, it was something else. And he was like. And the way that he got real serious and his eyes were
huge. I wish you guys
huge.
Could see her face right now.
Y'all,
it's so
it was,
spot on.
It, but
spot
really, on. I was like, I would be scared. Like that face yes. would freak me out a bit. But like I said, there was something about that couple that I like
I
them.
Get it.
They work. like you said, she kind of came out of her shell a bit. I liked that her family was very believable to me with the situation. It didn't yes. feel fake. It didn't feel rehearsed. It didn't feel like, hey, y'all have to be in on this. Like, it nope. seemed legit.
You knew, but Robbie and I called it when we were watching the finale. We knew as soon as they panned to the mom's face, because his mom walked out looking happy and excited, yeah. and her mom looked sick to her stomach, like yeah. she was going to puke.
Yeah.
So you knew that, like, she was going to say no. Good for her family was so sweet. Her dad,
I know,
so precious. Like,
that family dynamic though is really sweet, and she seems like so sweet and wholesome. Yeah. You know?
And I did, like, I was rooting for them a little bit, even though he did gaslight her yeah. in the pods, because, like, his mom dress shopping with her, like, it was yeah. just sweet. And I thought that they maybe had promise. Anyways.
And they still are together, right?
No.
Are you sure? Because they both on stories like a few days ago, both were at the same bar and they were like taking pictures, and it was like cross. I know they were doing the reunion, but.
Yeah, I think they were just all at the reunion. I don't think they're together. Oh. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
What? He posted about her yesterday.
Oh, maybe I am wrong.
Deeps and Shake.
Okay. Ew. First of all, that fat phobic motherfucker. He's a piece of shit.
He is. And he's horrible.
He's a vet. I wanted to like him because right. he loves animals.
Puppy man or puppy dog or whatever his name is.
Piece of
he is.
Shit. Yeah. He deserves every Nobody. Bad thing that is being said about him. Mm-hmm. Deserves it.
And then he's like online messaging back to the haters. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God. He's literally going back into the comment threads and being like, oh yeah, you guys don't even know. Just wait and see. Oh, I still love dogs. Like, just random stuff. Like, the most bizarre stuff. It's like, just what wait are you and even see talking what? About? Right.
That he's you're gross. Actually a piece of shit. When he was like trying to find subtle ways to ask the girls, basically, how fat are you? What's your yeah. body like? Yeah. Being like, you know, can I
lift you
on my
you up?
Shoulders yeah. at a music festival, do you like that?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, and then I'm going to shit down your back because I hate you.
No, for sure. And I didn't like either. Like, I think she's beautiful. Like, I think she's so pretty. When they were in Mexico and she was in the pool with him and he kept, like, pushing away and, like, turning his head. Yeah. And she was, like, trying to be lovey-dovey and trying to, like,
just physical touch, physical affection. She wasn't even trying to like do anything sexual. She right. was like,
they were in the pool hanging out,
right,
drinking, like, yes, he was like doing that. I saw the writing on the wall then. I was like, this guy is literally going to either break her heart or he is going to just like bow out and not be like
he wanted. And I just want to first say that she is a fucking queen.
She is
like, I'm just putting it right out there now.
Mm-hmm.
If she wants to come on the show, I
let's
would
go
die to have her, because yeah. I want to talk about her experience.
Yeah.
But she, oh fuck, what was I going to, I was going somewhere with this.
She is a queen.
Nope. Before that.
We are queens.
Yeah, we all are queens. No, he desperately, I think the pods or being on the show, and maybe there was a producer in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point, and maybe it didn't just happen on the show. Maybe he knew it before. He came into it, or he either discovered once he was there, like, his downfalls. Mm-hmm. That, like, he was not a great guy in that aspect. Like, super mm-hmm. superficial and shallow.
Yeah.
And I think he desperately, one, you know, he automatically would write off Indian women because they weren't white women. Mm-hmm. Like, gross. But I think for that reason and the fact that he kind of knew how he was going to look, he wanted desperately for selfish reasons to make the relationship work. Yeah. And so all these like nice things that he was saying, talking about how she's his best friend and, you know, he intentionally wanted to keep it from getting physical because he wanted to deepen their relationship and that's something that he doesn't do, blah, blah, blah. No, he was finding ways to create this narrative that he had experienced all this growth.
Yeah.
When really, I think it was just he's a little man yeah. who was petrified of looking like,
and he wanted to stay on the show.
Asshole.
Yeah, he right. wanted to just stay on the show. And I think too, sometimes people just agree to whoever, you know, when they're accepting their proposal or wanting to be with someone, they just will accept it so they can stay on the show. Because a lot of times, like, these shows bring popularity and it turns into something bigger. And he is definitely one of those people.
He's already selling life. I went on the show after, or on his Instagram after we finished watching the show.
Yeah.
He's selling, like, life coaching classes or something like that, which is a fucking joke.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, but my God.
It was so hard watching her talk about their relationship. Yeah. Because we've all been there where we've been dating that guy that we know all the signs are there. He's not into us. The relationship isn't going anywhere. Nope. It's not good. We've all been there. We've all had that relationship. And it was like watching it, but like she should know better, but she's just so like
she was hopeful. That's what I was going to say. She was hopeful and hopeless romantic, like trying to be the part, trying to fit the part, wanting it to work. And I think she really did care for him, like in that situation, and like really wanted the relationship to work out. And he was like, I don't know, I just can't get past the physical. It's just not sparks. It's just not sparks.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but she's so
great in every other aspect.
It doesn't have to be sparks.
He ain't a spark. He's not.
Yeah, baby, you ain't a firework.
You are literally not it, sir. And she is gorgeous. Like, first of all.
Gorgeous.
First of all, like, who are you to sit here and say, like, because he was basically just telling, like, but, I don't really date Indian women.
Right.
I usually date
like
white girls.
Like, they're less than.
Right.
Gross.
All of him.
Now,
was,
in his defense, she also had never dated an Indian guy. She had only dated.
But she didn't hold that against him.
No.
She was open to it. He was not open to it. He was never one time open to it.
Nope.
He was so infatuated with, and I do, just to disclaim, like, you got to be attracted to the person that you are dating, getting married, engaged, whatever.
But that attraction isn't always sexual.
That's right. It can come from personality. It can come from just being a best friend. It can turn into that, like, whatever it is. I totally agree. Like, it can totally be from something else, but he was enough for me. And the fact that he's selling
from the beginning
life lessons or what, we can get a
free strategy session. Yeah.
We're good. Thanks.
And, at the end, like, I loved that she, I'm just saying that it's just filler words.
Yeah.
But her wedding outfit.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything more beautiful. So pretty, I was like, I want to wear that.
Yeah.
Like, she looked so stunning. Mm-hmm. And I was so glad that she got to be the one to walk away and leave him looking pathetic in the crowd of people talking about how at least she did it. You know, I can take the hate.
Well, he was trying to make it a joke. Like, he looked like such a loser. I'm sorry.
Loser.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
Where...
Talking about his Nobu reservation, too. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
GTFO, for real. Yeah, he was... Ugh.
Okay. Can't give him any more of my thoughts.
Don't give him any more thoughts.
She's a queen.
What's the girl's name? Why can't I think of her right now? Short hair. Oh, my God. I love her so much.
Ileana,
yeah. I
loved them.
Love her.
Yeah.
Literally love her. At first, I was like, okay, what's this chick? Like, what's she going to be? Because she seemed very, like, spicy.
No, not Ileana. Like, Ayana. That's it. Okay, Ayana.
Whatever. I knew it was an I name and I can't say it. So, Ayana. And, well, I mean, it would be a red flag that my man wanted to go out 3 times a week, stay out to 3 a.m. But he's like, but I'm going to change for you when we get married. No. You can change for me now. Like, you're going to do this now.
I loved their relationship. I love that she gave him a second chance, but that she was open to still pursuing the relationship after she knew that, like, he kind of put the feelers out there to get more serious with somebody else.
Yeah. And I think that would be really hard, like, knowing that you weren't the first pick, but then, I mean, I might catch crap for saying this, but, like, okay, say you have two people and you really, like, vibe with them and you like their personalities, talking just from the pods. Mm-hmm. And then you see each girl and you see one versus the other and you might be a little more attracted to that girl. And then all of it is, like, your thing. You know what I mean? It's like, what if that was the situation? But I would have a hard time feeling like I'm second. But, and she did, obviously, and she talked to him about it. And he was like, no.
But,
like,
I think that was the key, though. Yeah. She was very open with her feelings and, like, she was honest. Mm-hmm. She didn't, like, hold it close and like be resentful about yeah. it.
And she didn't do an ultimatum and she didn't do all the like immature, like saying, because I think in that situation would be really hard. That was like G from last season. Remember how immature she was about yes. every little thing?
Everything.
Can you imagine?
No.
If she was like this?
No.
But anyway, I like them. I love that they actually got married. Her dress was so cute. She is so cute. And I really want them to work. I really do, because I feel like they're so, like,
perfect. I feel like they will.
I feel like they will,
too. I'm not going to lie, though. He had crazy fireworks with What's-Her-Face. Why can't I think of her name?
Yeah.
The one that was engaged to Sal.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. What is...
It starts with an M. Myra? Maddie?
I'm looking for it now because it's going to drive me nutty. Mallory. So, like, they had at the... It was, like, the first
all-nighter
where they got together and they were sitting there talking and he was, like, talking about how she didn't have a gold ring and I was like... I feel like I'm invading on a very private moment. Like, it was the tension was high.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately he ended up with the person he was supposed to end up with. Yeah. I think Mallory was too indecisive.
Well, I think Mallory, and this is obviously speaking just based on the show, like, I feel like she wouldn't have been as mature about the situation of him having other people. That would be really hard. That is somebody dating seriously, and I'm doing air quotes because you're dating behind a wall still. Let's not forget. But like, that would be really hard. And if you're not a mature person and you hold a grudge or you feel some kind of way about them talking to someone else, that would be really hard to know. Like, I don't know that I'd get past it. I'd be bringing it up all the time. I'm like, what'd you say between them walls? I know you think whatever happened between them walls stays there, but it doesn't. What'd you say? I'm going to go back and watch every episode and I want to see the uncut scenes.
No.
And then I'm going to roast you if I see something.
I want to see the uncut footage. I'm calling the producer.
I'm texting the producer. Adam, give me.
I couldn't. I could not. I will tell you right now. I could not.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course I can only give so much critiques, but first of all, Sal is like a gem.
Stop playing the banjo or whatever that thing was, the ukulele.
Okay. No. I mean, I'm not into the music either.
I love you. You're my girlfriend. You be my wife. Why was he singing and everyone stop? Put that thing down.
I don't know, but he was.
He's precious little angel.
So
but stop.
Sweet.
Right.
I mean, so sweet. Mm-hmm. And he is the kind of guy that girls railroad.
Because he can't put his banjo down and put his foot down. Bless him. No, I know.
But I loved him. And I have to say, the way he addressed like the families after the wedding, I was like, wow. Like, that was so nice.
Yeah.
And it just gave me so much respect for him.
Yeah, he's a good catch.
And I liked her too, to be honest. I just felt like she shouldn't have she wasn't into him.
Well, they did not vibe for me. Like, when I was watching everything play out, I don't think that they don't match. And I know that sounds mean to say, like, they don't match. But some people match, some people don't. Like, Natalie and Shane, at first I was like, what? And then I saw them together and I was like, okay, cool. Yes, I can see this.
I think in the pods, and I think she even, like, alluded to it at one point.
Yeah.
That in the pods, he was not, like, I think she leaned towards him because he was not her normal. He wasn't what she would normally go for. She would normally go for
Shane?
No, Ayana's husband.
I can never think of his name.
Why
can't
I think of his name? Oh, we are so
annoying. No, I'm horrible with words. Yes, that, but names too. And I watched this 2 weeks ago, so it's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, like, that was, like, the kind of dude that she would normally go with. And so she saw Sal and was like,
Something different.
Which is cool. Something that I'm supposed to like.
Yeah. And also that's part of the experiment. Like, that is part of the journey or whatever they want to call it. What about the man that kept sweating?
Nick.
Bruh. Danielle and Nick. Okay. First of all, Danielle, she had a glow up from the show and she was cute on the show, but do you see her now? She is like glam.
Yeah.
She is glam. But he was sweating. Like, God was telling him, don't say yes in so many ways. And he I thought for sure.
Robbie was like, I think it's hot.
Like, your buddy is literally telling you no.
Apparently, it was like 90 degrees and like crazy humid that day.
It was probably some record temperature too. Again, God was saying no.
So, okay. My biggest gripe with them is that they got engaged first episode. And that has nothing to do with them, probably, and everything to do with editing. I was so pissed. I literally threw the remote. I was like, what is this trash?
I know.
I'm pissed.
This is stupid. Yeah.
But I actually think that they you know what? They give me Barnett vibes.
And Amber.
Barnett and Amber vibes. Where the guy almost has to, like, settle the girl.
All the time, though. A lot.
But, I mean, like, Amber was, like, a hot mess before she got with Barnett. They're still married and happy, and they work.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, I kind of see that for Danielle and Nick, too.
Yeah.
Now, I do feel bad for her because she has given a lot of explanation after the show as to why she was so upset and having the panic attack, and that it hadn't, you know, nothing to do with the fact that he was out partying with their friends.
We got to remember, like, the edits. That's what I'm saying. There was some crappy editing, and you can tell that went on because I started looking up all their Instagrams and stuff. And yes, like, that's the crappy part about a show, but when you're signing up for it, they tell you they're going to take whatever footage they want. They're going to piece together the storyline, and you're going to be what they
show.
Want. Yeah, and you're going to be the character that they want you to be. That being said, I felt bad for her because she did have a lot of issues with a lot of stuff, and she talked about it, but again, it's not relayed in a way that's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. It was just like she looked like she was freaking out about every little thing, and she was insecure and whatnot. But that being said, I don't know that they're really meant to be. I don't know. I'm on the fence with them because I get what you're saying with Barnett and Amber, but that's a little different because Amber had, like, the messy finances, the just needing to grow up and stuff. And I think Danielle and Nick, like, I like her more than him.
They have a little more fundamental differences.
Yeah.
He's not my favorite guy from the show.
Yeah. I really like her.
See, I do too. I think that I never really, like, connected with him, but I liked them together. Does that make sense? Like, I like her more, like, I, as a person individually, I really like her. Mm-hmm. I never really felt connected to him, but I do think they go well together. Mm-hmm. But he does, again, from the edit, kind of act like her dad.
Yeah.
And it's, but then also she's like talking about how her friends are going to, like, stand on the tables and drink. And I'm
not even mad about it. When she pulled out them costumes, I was like, yes, ma'am. Oh, I would do that too. Like,
the costumes were funny.
I like her because she's very immature in, like, a really funny way. And she reminded me
silly.
Of, like,
I don't think she's immature as much as she's just silly.
Right. What I was going to say is she reminds me of things that I would do. Right. She reminds me of things that I would do. Like, I think that's funny. And I would totally have a hot dog costume or corn or, like, whatever.
No, but I think they'll do well.
You think they'll make it?
I mean, I don't know if they'll make it forever, but I think they'll make it for a little while because I think he cares a lot about, like, comforting her and her feelings and, like, listening to, like, the things that she needs from him. And I think he's a little more mature in, like, how they're going to make their relationship work.
Okay.
He's going to kind of take the reins and make sure that they, like, go in the direction they need to go. That's that's the feeling I get.
I don't know. After the conversation of them outside about why he was upset and she didn't want him to be upset, I was like, oh God, this is painful to watch.
And that was
terrible. I was like, that can't be every fight that you have.
But, like, that to me, like, I had his side on that.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
I'm not saying
I just want to make sure we were.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. She was the one that looked real cray cray there.
She did. No, I agree. But the fact that was an actual legitimate fight and conversation because, yes, people are going to have things going on in their life. And he said that. He's like, listen, I realized that you didn't think it was about you.
Right.
And she's like, that's my favorite. Right. But just hold on a second.
No, overall, I thought it was a good season.
It was a good season. It's always a disaster. I mean, look at the premise of the show.
I know.
But it is a bummer, like you said. People that I really wanted to see how it played out for them, they just disappeared. Like, they were just gone. Yeah. And I was like, wait, what?
There's another girl, like, she was in this Kara, Kara girl. Yes. She was in the first episode. I really wanted to see more from her.
Same.
There was, what is her name.
Who was the girl that said, was it Shayna or was it the other, Kara was the other blonde girl, right? That said, I have so many followers on Instagram.
It was a different girl. It wasn't Kara. I kept trying to find her name and I couldn't find
it. I looked her up the day that I watched the show and I think she had like 3,000 followers or something. I hope she has like 10K at least.
Chastity. I think that's how you say her name. She was the other one. Chastity McHale.
That's who said it?
No. Oh. This was the other girl that I wanted to see more from.
She's cute.
Because she was the one that they showed talking to Shake. And Shake, she was the plus size girl. Yep, and Shake was like talking to her. And she was like,
Yes.
Me? I'm not getting on anybody's shoulders, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good.
It was a good season. Did you like last season better than this season or this season better than last season?
I think I liked last season better than this season. But I can't remember enough of it. It's been so long.
It's been so long. And you know what tripped me out was knowing like when 2020, so that had happened 2 years prior. So they've been together for 4 years now.
Yeah.
So when we watched it, they had already been together for 2 years, these people. It wasn't like that's it aired.
True. Yeah.
Which I was like, what? When I found that out on the reunion, I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like that was so crazy.
Who's
to me.
The couple? It was Lauren and there was a guy. And they got married. They're like a power couple now.
Cam.
Yes. Lauren and
love
Cam.
Love them.
Obsessed with them.
I loved them from the very beginning though.
Yeah.
They were good. And I really wanted to like Jessica, but she's like engaged and she's doing her own thing.
She's
now.
Living she's, her life.
She's in a better place. Yes. I like check in on her on Instagram and she does seem
just
like
keep
she's
tabs.
She seems like she's doing better than the reunion of barking up the wrong tree, the Barnett tree, gosh. Which was not good. Amber was not having it. Okay, well, that's that on reality TV. We know y'all didn't come here for that, but that's what you got.
We don't, but we get a lot of good, like, people do request us to talk about, like, random stuff. So.
They do.
You know what? Listen, we're just here please the masses.
Yes, and I like having a little other stuff sprinkled in because we can't always be talking about bibs because sometimes bibs aren't doing anything.
They're boring. No, I'm
it's
just
hard
kidding.
To find things to talk about sometimes, and so... We have just been submerged in Netflix. Oh, you know what I started?
What?
Jane the Virgin.
I loved Jane the Virgin.
Started that yesterday.
So good.
You're going to be so mad at me. I just can't get, you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
Stop.
I started Jane the Virgin yesterday. I had some free time.
Okay, here's the thing. I do get it because I go through phases where like.
It's a lot, right? Like it's hard to.
Well, sometimes focus. You just need light and fluffy.
And I think that, I'm there.
Yeah, and that's okay. Like, Robbie's been pestering me to watch the next season of Succession.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
It's an HBO show. Okay. It's so good, but it's heavy and it's dark. And
okay.
Maybe it has, like, it's very funny, but it's dry humor. I don't know. I just have to be, like, in the mood for it.
No, you're exactly right.
And I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm not in the mood. I love... all the Yellowstone things and what it stands for. And I know that I'm going to like it. I know that. But for some reason, whenever I have free time, I'm not gravitating towards wanting to watch it. It's like you said, I want something light, fluffy, easy. And so I was flipping through Netflix yesterday and I was like, I'm going to watch this because I've heard people talk about it. And it's really cute. It's super corny, but it's cute. And I really like it.
It's a true telenovela. Like everything that happens, you're like, oh my God. Right. But it's done really well.
I liked it. Yeah. Cool.
All right, guys. Well, you know, we'll just keep you apprised next week on our shows. You can head over to iTunes, rate us 5 stars, leave us some words of affirmation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love that so much. We have merch available on the website. We added tour merch, so that's there. Very
so
exciting.
Cute.
You can listen to this episode on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, any of those places. And we also have the Facebook group open and Patreon if you need more episodes.
If you just can't get enough of us,
you just caught up.
I
you're like, I need
this week
more.
If you don't want more,
follow us at Swiping Up. You can follow me at Spencer So Basic,
and you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic. I just wanted to sing today.
I love it. Bye.
Bye. So let you think I'm perfect. Yeah,
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.